KMBA, keeping you in tune with our community, and it's our pleasure to welcome a couple of very special thespian type of people to the program. First of all, our pal, is it fair to call you pal?
Yeah.
Good morning, storyteller
Annie,
Jack Dolphin.
And everyone. Hi. And, I don't know, Daddy.
Jack, of course, is an actor and you pick the storyteller from Anchorage. And we get to welcome first time Morning Line victim Aaron Tripp, who is a Clinkett from Juno. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hang on just a second. I got to, a little buzz in this microphone, but that's okay. We'll live with it. I said the word victim, and I didn't choose that word very carefully because we're going to actually be talking about a very serious subject matter. Both of you are acting in a play written by the renowned Vera Starberg. Mm-hmm. It's called Our Voices Will Be Heard, and I know, Jack, you had a chance to sit in and chat with Frank Chithluck on KMBA about the show the other day, but maybe just a kind of a little synopsis of an overview of the story.
Yeah, so it's a story that takes place in two time periods, the modern day and late 1800s, and it's a Tlingit story from Southeast Alaska, and it's essentially what happens when the silence of abuse is broken, and it follows the two main characters, the mother and the daughter, Kutan and Chita, and their journey through breaking free from the silence of abuse.
And Aaron, you play Kutan, the daughter. That's got a pretty emotional, powerfully emotional role.
Yeah, for sure. Kutan is basically Vera.
So is this sort of autobiographical?
Yeah, it's an autobiographical play loosely based on her life, because obviously she didn't grow up in a late 18th century Tlingit village. That'd be a story.
This doesn't take place in present day.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, just Jack is a storyteller, and his parts take place in the present day.
As I recount the history mm-hmm. of my family.
Yeah.
Of the Wolverine clan.
Yeah, we are his history.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty great.
And I guess my understanding is, so there's some pretty bad abuse
mm-hmm.
that happens. And the story is not so much about the tragic phenomenon of abuse, but what happens afterward.
So my character goes through this abuse, and my mother finds out, and the mother really is the impetus for all the action that happens in the play. Everything that happens is because of her, and she takes me away from the village, and so everything that happens is in the play is a response to, like, how do you recover? How do you get over the abuse and build a life after that?
And then it's Kutan who actually comes back.
Yeah.
During the funeral of one of her cousins who became an abuser
mm-hmm.
and committed suicide because of that, and essentially stands up to
voice.
Everyone. Yeah, finds her voice.
She finds her voice because she was letting her mother speak for her the entire time, and at the end is when she finally realized that she had a voice of her own.
Do we forget about the recovery, the healing process sometimes? I mean, it seems like this is, you know, incredibly salient to look at.
I think that's why Vera is such an amazing playwright, because she knows it's yes, the abuse is there, and it's very important. You can't have the story without it, but it's not about the mm-hmm. abuse. It's about how to recover from it, and it's beautiful because it's an approach that hasn't been taken before in stories about abuse. I've never heard any story told in this way that's about the recovery, not the abuse itself.
Yeah, and what I like about it is a very positive look on it, whereas usually you get, you know, like stories about people who, you know, aren't handling it so well or things like that, or the actual abuse happening, and this is just about the response to it, like after it's all done, and you're taken away from it, which is pretty unique.
We, you know, in the Native community, we talk a lot about intergenerational trauma, historical trauma. One point that both of you made before we went on the air was that this the story is told through a Tlingit lens, but it's not endemic to the to Native people, this sort of trauma.
That's been really beautiful, is the number of non-Native people who come forward after the show to thank us for telling their story, which, you know, it just goes to show that abuse happens in every culture. Everyone in Alaska, everyone in the U.S., everyone in the world is affected by abuse. And it's about finding your voice and talking about it, because by talking about it, that's how it can be healed. And that's the beauty of the play, is that it's giving people a voice. And we see that voice after the shows. It's really amazing.
It's 8:55 if you're just joining us. It is Morning Line on KMBA. Aaron Tripp and Jack Dalton join us in the studio, and they're performing in Vera Starbird's Our Voices Will Be Heard, directed by Larissa Fasthorse. And the show runs, it's already started in Anchorage, February 19th, goes through the 28th at the Sydney Lawrence Theater. Tickets at CenterTix box office, of course, that's CenterTix.net. How does the storyteller get involved in this, Jack?
So the storyteller is essentially the healed voice. So this the action of the story takes place 100 years ago, and more than 125 years ago even, and storyteller is the healed one, and is recounting the legend that's been created by the actual events of the story. So while he's talking about what happens in the story, he uses the metaphor of Wolverine Woman to and tells the story of Wolverine Woman and Wolverine Woman's daughter, and how Wolverines, it's a creation legend, really, how Wolverines became the way they are. And essentially, it's the modern-day version of someone asking for acceptance. Like, this is in my family's past, and I hope that when I tell you, I mean, there's a line, now that I've told you these stories, I want you to help me. And it's really about saying, do you believe me, and do you accept me and my family and our history? Because if you can accept my family and my history, then you can accept your own family and your own history.
Reconciliation, reconnection.
Yeah.
Okay. And Aaron, let me just ask you, we got to just a little over a minute left here, but the play has already had a run in Southeast, in Juneau and in Hoonah. And I'm trying to imagine if how powerful this is in my own head, happening in Anchorage, how the performances were received there.
Yeah, in Juneau they were really well received, and it's a much more intimate space in Juneau, so we were able to see it a lot closer, for sure. And then we took it to Hoonah, and Hoonah, as Jack and I were talking about, we think that might have been the best reception we could have asked for, and And we were saying, you know, because it's a rural community and the story is about rural communities, it was really great to see that they were ready for that story.
And, I mean, the one of the administrators of the tribe and the principal at the school said, this might actually create actual healing
the
village.
Starts the dialogue.
Rolling, and then build a narrative from there.
And so, just real quickly, we hope to take it on tour around Alaska, because it's the kind of play that I think every Alaskan should see.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Our Voices Will Be Heard, the Vera Starbird play. Again, CenterTix.net is where you can find out more information. And Aaron Tripp and Jack Dalton, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Very welcome. National Native News and Native America Calling coming up next. That's it for Morning Line for Tuesday. Till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
Philadelphia musician Ben Arnold has released his eighth album called Lost Keys, and it features a who's who of the current Philadelphia music scene. We'll hear a wide range of Arnold's songs backed by a 17-piece band. I'm David Dye, Ben Arnold, my guest on the next World Cafe.
The World Cafe, weeknights at 6 o'clock on 90.3 KMBA. Music matters. KMBA programming is supported by Dave Jones, a member of the KMBA Northern Lights Circle, major players in securing the future of KMBA radio.